right, well, happy new year.
大家新年快乐.
Can you just take a moment to keep your mask on, look around to someone next to you, though, and just say, God bless you, happy new year.
大家戴着口罩啊, 跟你的周围人说, 新年快乐, 神祝福你. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
God bless
Happy
you.
New Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a smile. We're all smiling with our eyes, right? You're smiling with your eyes. Well, I am really glad that we can have a chance to say hi to one another. I know we're being sensitive about health and safety, but it's something different to be able to see someone face to face and touch them on the touch them on their shoulder, right?
我很高兴就是我们依然在这个疫情当中，我们能够大家互相见面，大家互相打招呼，看到大家的微笑。Yeah,
I do want to say again, we were really blessed this morning to hear Paul and Maggie's story.
我今天我要再次说一遍，就是今天早上我们听到Paul和Maggie的故事，我们是非常的有福分的。And
Bex gave the idea that if they wanted to come over for lunchtime in our backyard, if you guys wanted to get to know them more,
you guys are welcome to come.
They have a real New Year coming up because within 30 days, with their fourth child on the way, they're going to be leaving for East Asia.
他们呢是真正的有一个非常有一个新年了到来了，他们的第四个孩子可能在30天之内就要出生了，然后他们呢也即将要去亚洲了。So
fresh start, right?
这是一个很就是完全新的一个开始，对他们来说。Taking
their 3 + 4 kids.
他们有已经有三个孩子了，再加上 肚子里的一个孩子,
so we can join as a church to pray for them as well.
我们呢可以作为一个教会一起为他们祷告。You
know, in the ancient times, there are certain places around the world.
在古代的时候呢，在世界上的有些地方,
where the new year meant a brand new start.
那新年呢就意味着一个新的开始。
Especially because in agrarian societies where the field was so important, in certain places around the year, you had a chance to start your field anew.
特别是那个时代就是田地对大家来说是非常重要的。那在新的一年呢，就是你可以在你的田地上有一个新的开始。
You may have had a previous year and a previous season of crop failure.
或许呢，就是在过去的一年呢，你的庄稼并没有丰收。
Where the entire village experiences challenges and failures in their field.
那或许是整个村庄呢，都经历了就是庄稼的欠收。
But in certain places, the new year meant a complete fresh start to your field.
所以呢，在某些地方呢，对他们来说，一个新年呢，就意味着一个全新的开始。
So it's a chance to reset.
那这个是给我们一个重新开始的机会。
And they had a chance to maybe rethink about what they did.
那他们呢，也有个机会，就是重新思考他们以前所做的。
They had a chance to ask themselves the right question, to say, did we till the soil enough? Did we plant the seeds far enough apart? Did we plow the lines of our field spaced enough for the crops to thrive?
那他们呢也有个机会，就是重新思考，是不是我们以往这一年是不是耕地有没有耕对呢？或者我们的种子有没有撒对啊？或者我们的田地有没有把就有没有有没有 有没有用牛犁的好？So
usually the most successful villages and crops had men and women who would ask the right questions to one another.
那很多就是 庄稼丰收的那些小村啊村庄呢，那些人呢，就是有他们的成功的关键呢，是就是他们问对了问题。
But the same thing goes for us.
同样对我们来说也是同样。
We may not have a field to till or to plow, but as we enter into this year, we have a chance to ask ourselves the right questions.
或许呢，我们没有田地去耕种，但是在新年开始的时候呢，我们也有问题要问我们自己。
Questions to help us reflect on who we are and what we're about.
这些问题可以帮助我们思考，就是我们是谁。那我们将要做什么？
So I'm going to ask you to grab your Bibles, and this morning we're going to take a look at Colossians chapter 3.
让我们打开圣经哥罗西书第三章。
And as you turn to Colossians chapter 3, I'm going to say a word and a prayer and just ask the Lord to help us this morning.
我们打开圣经以后呢，我们大家一起祷告，求神帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we gather under the name of Jesus.
我们的天父，我们在以耶稣的名下聚集在一起。
And even as we come before you, we want to acknowledge, Lord, that you are here with us.
我们来到你面前，我们知道你是与我们同在的。
And we are here to give to you our worship and our praise and adoration together.
我们在这里要献上我们的敬拜，我们的赞美。
And I pray that as we gather to give you our worship, that we would also have open hands to receive from you what you want to impress upon us through the scriptures that have been given by you, revealed to us by your own spirit.
我也祷告在我们献上我们敬拜的时候呢，我们也能够同时张开双手来接受你通过经文所要给我们的。
So we give this time to you. We pray that it would honor your name.
我们把接下来时间献给你，我们要荣耀你的名。
You would feed us with your word, but you would also move us into action.
你将用你的话语来填补我们，也帮助我们继续向前行。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. So if you have your Bibles open, we're going to be looking at Colossians chapter 3.
我们一起来看哥罗西书，哥罗西书第三章。
And I do believe that as we begin this year, even in this text, I think it's going to help us have several questions that I hope will help us to reflect and start our year off.
我们相信，我相信呢，就是在新的一年开始的时候，我们看到这段经文呢，我们可以有几个问题来帮助，就是帮助我们这一年。
So let's start from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
And we'll just unpack it slowly.
我们来慢慢研究。
If then you have been raised with Christ.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
If then you have been raised with Christ.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
See, even as we begin this year, we know every year we start off with goals and priorities and an agenda.
我们知道每一年开始的时候，我们呢都有我们的目标，我们的一些想法。
But do we start with the right goals, the right priorities, the right agenda?
那我们是不是每年都以一个正确的目标，一个正确的思想开始呢？
Right here in verse 1 of chapter 3,
在这里第一节说到，
He proposes, if you have been raised with Christ.
他说到，你们若真与基督一同复活。
So the first question that the text begs for us is, have you been raised?With Christ.
所以这节经文第一个问题问我们的就是你们有没有与基督一同复活
Because to have been raised with Christ has some massive implications.
因为与基督一同复活的意义是非常深刻的
When Jesus had died on the cross,
当基督在十字架上死的时候
He was dead, dead.
他是真正的死了
There was no life in him.
在他里面是没有生命的。
That's why when he hung on the cross dead, even, don't even worry about your kids. Don't even worry. We love the sound of kids. All right, I just draw attention to it, but it's all good.
所以当他挂在十字架的架上的时候
they had to have soldiers come to take his body down.
当他已死的身体挂在十架上的时候，他没有士兵把他的身体穿下来。
Prepare his body and wrap him and place him into the tomb.
其他的人要包裹他的尸体，把他放在坟墓里。
Because there was no life in his body.
因为在这个身体里是没有生命的。
His body was lifeless. It was dead.
他的身体是死的，是没有生命的。
And then on the third day,
但是在第三天
his life came into his body.
他的生命又回到了他的身体里。
Life raised him from the dead.
他的生命把他从死里复活。
His spirit was not in that body.
他的灵没有在这个身体里面。
And then his spirit came into his body.
然后他的灵来到了这个身体。
And then he was changed.
他已经被改变了。
He was dead.
他是死的。
And then he was made alive.
现在又活了。
He was lifeless. The body was lifeless.
那个身体是没有生命的。
And then gloriously changed.
但是呢，被荣耀的转换了。
He was alive in an amazing way.
他又复活了，以一种奇妙的方式复活了。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
We have to connect ourselves to that.
所以我们一定要把自己与这一点联系起来。
When the text asks us, have we been raised with Christ?
当经文问到我们，我们有没有与基督一同复活？
Do you remember that you were once dead?
你记不记得你以前是死的？
That there was no spiritual life in you.
在你里面是没有灵命的。
That you were spiritually lifeless.
你在灵命上是死的。
But God.
但是神。
Brought life to you.
把生命带给了你。
And so that as Jesus was raised from the dead.
所以当耶稣从死里复活的时候。
You have this new resurrected life with him.
你和他一起有这个复活的生命。
You remember that once you were spiritually dead.
你记不记得你曾经在灵命上是死的？
That you had no desire to love God.
你没有爱主的愿望。
That you had no inclination to worship God.
你没有那个要敬拜主的愿望。
You were spiritually in darkness.
你的灵命是在黑暗之中的。
You were spiritually dead.
你的灵命是死的。
And by his mercy.
但是通过他以他的怜悯
God gave you life.
神给了你的
He gave you life abundantly.
他给了你丰富的生命
And now you have a chance to love Jesus.
那你现在有爱主的机会
And to worship Jesus.
有敬拜主的机会
So this question, I believe, is so important.
这个问题我相信是非常重要的
Have you been raised with Christ?
你有没有与基督一同复活
Because if you have been raised with Christ,
因为如果你已经与基督一同复活
it really changes the entire direction of our life.
那我们的生命就整个的方向就被改变了
It changes our goals.
我们的目标也被改变了
It changes our mindset.
我们的心态也被改变了
It changes the way we do things
那我们做事的方式也被改变了
it changes our priorities
那我们的重点也被改变了
and it changes our agenda
那我们的思维也被改变了
because if you have been raised with Christ
因为如果你已经与基督一同复活
you have to answer that for yourself this morning have I been raised with Christ
你要自己回答这个问题我有没有已经与基督一同复活
Which means, have I the new life of Christ in me?
那另外一个问题就是我有没有基督的新生命在我里面
Because if the reality of that is true,
如果这是事实的
That means that your old life,
这就是指你的旧生命，你的老我。
The old ways,
你的旧的方式。
The old worldview,
你以前看世界的观点。
The old goals that you had,
你以前旧的目标。
The old dreams you had for
your life, 你以前旧的梦想。
Your entire old life then,
你完完全所有的旧生命。
Has died.
已经死了。
Do you realize that?
你有没有意识到这一点呢？
If you have been raised with Christ,
如果你已经与基督一同复活，
then your old life has died with him as well.
那你的老我已经和他一起死了。
And your old life needs to continue to die.
那你的老我要继续死亡。
You guys with me? Amen?
有没有听到？
This is real.
这是真实的。
It means that your old life, the life you had before Christ,
这是指你的老我就是在基督以前的生命，
has died.
已经死了。
The old ways of thinking,
那你一些旧的思维方式，
the types of dreams that you would plan for yourself,
那你以前那些对自己所设立的一些梦想，
that has died.
这一切都已经死了。
And you died to the power of your old master, which is sin.
这一切呢，都在就你的旧主，就是罪里面死了。
It's as if the scripture gives us the picture that we were, when we're bound in sin, when all we could obey was sin, we're hidden in sin.
这就是呢，我们在被罪捆绑的时候，我们就在罪里面隐藏着。
But two verses later,
但是在两节经文以后，
in verse 3,
在第三节说，
it says, for you have died, and your life is now hidden, no longer in sin, but your life is now hidden in Christ with God.
第三节说， Amen? 第三节说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命呢，也就 不再隐藏在罪里面了。但是你们的生命呢，却是在与基督一同藏在神里面。
So to me, this has to be a great question for us.
对我来说，这是一个很好的问题。
A great question to start off this year.
这是一个对新年开始的时候一个很好的问题。
Have I a new life in Christ?
我是不是在基督里有一个新生命呢？
Have I been raised with Christ?
我有没有与基督一同复活？
Because if you have been raised with Christ,
因为如果你一同与基督复活了，
Remember your old life, your old ways have died.
要记得你的老我，你的老旧的方式已经死了。
In other words, have you died to the world as you live with Christ?
那另外一个另外一个问题的就是另外一种问题的问法就是，你有没有在你的在死已经在这个世界里与死亡？ What's the next one?
What was that?
Died to the world. Then what?
What did you say in Chinese?
在已经在这个世界里死亡。
No,
死于这个世界。
Yeah, I don't know which one.
死于这个世界。死于这个世界。
Yeah, have you died to the world? Kind of makes sense, right?
死于这个世界。
Okay. The scripture over and over has this picture for us that we are a new creation.
那经文呢，也一次一次的告诉我们，就是我们是新造的生命。
And I don't think we always meditate on that enough.
我们也一直在这个这一点上沉思。
To be a new creation means that you're an entirely new creature.
作为一个新造的人，我们就是完完全全的一个新生物。
We have to understand that everything then has been made new.
我们要知道，一切的都是新的。
You should have a new system.
你应该有一个新的系统。
You should have a new, not only were you given a heart transplant, but you were given a brain removal and replacement.
不仅仅是说你有个新的心脏，你的脑子也是被旧的脑子被移走，现在有了新的脑子。
Processing.
我们也有一个新的一个过程。
So that the things that you desire and pursue are the things of God.
所以你现在所追求的所想要得到的是应该是高。
But that's only if you have been raised with Christ.
但是这个条件是是以你与基督一同复活。
So have you been raised with Christ?
那你有没有与基督一同复活呢？
You're no longer old, you're the new.
你不再是老我，你是新的。
And maybe in this year you get to start fresh.
或许这一年开始，你可以全新的开始。
And say, boy, God, I really faced a lot of challenges last year.
可以跟神说，去年我经历了很多的挑战。
And I recognize that I failed in so many ways of the life that you have designed for me.
我在很多方面，已经失败了，对，你给我的，你给我设计的生命，生活当中都失败了。
But Jesus, your blood is enough.
但是耶稣，你的宝血已经足够。
Your blood is enough.
你的宝血已经足够。
And what you did on that cross is you allowed me to die with you.
你在十字架上所做的，你允许我与你一同死亡。
So that as you were raised from the dead, I too can be raised in the newness of life.
当你在死里复活的时候，我也同样从死里复活，有一个新的生命。
Thank God that God is the God of making things new, isn't He?
我感谢神，感谢这位能够，使事物更新的神。
So verse 1 continues, though.
那第一节，我们继续第一节。
So if then you have been raised with Christ, He says, seek the things that are above.Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
If you have been raised with Christ into this new life,
如果你已经与基督一同复活，有了新的生命。
He says, seek the things that are above.
他说：“那你就应当求在上面的事。”
If you have this new life,
如果你已经有了这个新生命，
the old you is dead,
那你的老我已死，
and needs to continue to die,
应该继续在死亡。
You have this new life to pursue the things of God.
你有这个新的生命来追求神的事。
A few months ago, we baptized 5 brothers and sisters, and I think they're all here today.
几个月前，我们有几位弟兄姐妹受洗。
Right, we had Angela. Where's Angela?Angela's in the back there. Okay, Angela. Right? And we had Elise.
没有, Elise.
Elise, right? We had Ryan. Is Ryan in here?
还有 Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Ryan's not worshiping. Ryan's already going back to the old life, man. Okay, right, okay, we had Ryan. We had Bethany. And we had Peter.
Peter, 还有
So living in their old man. So what I love about baptism is this symbolism that it gives to us, right?
我很喜欢洗礼是因为洗礼带给我们一个
一个图片一个图画
一个象征一个象征一个象征
一个画面
那一个象征的意义
that's what I meant. It's like my daughter. I saw my daughter die.
我目睹我的女儿已死。
Because when I baptized her and I held her in the water, I'm like, you gotta die.
当我给她施洗的时候，我把她按到水下。
I mean, there's a boy Stephen here. When we baptized him, when we were pinching his nose didn't make it in the water.
我们有个男孩，我们给他施洗的时候，他的鼻子没有进下去，我们给他按下去。
So worried that Stephen and the new creation is going to be like one guy with no nose. I'm just kidding. But after that, we always want to make sure people are dead in the water, dead in the water.
我们给他们施洗的时候，我们一定要确定他们在水里已经已死。
So when my daughter was in the water, I'm like, you're dead here, girl. You're dead, Bethany.
当我女儿在水里的时候，我就说，你在水里已死。
And what that means is all of her old ways, her old thinking, her old patterns, her old dreams for her life are dead.
这是指呢，就是她所有的一切旧的方式，一切旧的梦想，在她在水里的时候与她一同已死。
So that when she comes out of the water,
在她在从水里出来的时候，
and she's raised in this newness of life. When she comes out, it represents that she's a new creation.
当她从水里出来的时候, 就代表她是一个新造的生命。
So when I pray for her, it's that she would have new dreams and new goals.
所以当我为她祷告的时候, 她就有了新的梦想, 新的目标。
So that when she thinks about another year of her life,
所以当她思考她接下来一年的生命,
I pray that she would dream the dreams that God has for her.
我希望她的梦想呢,是神给她的梦想。
That her goals that she pursues would be the goals that God desires for her. You guys with me?
她所追求的目标是神所给她的目标。
Honey, you've died.
你已经死了。
Do you want me to put you in the water again?
当我们把你放到水里的时候, 你已经死了。
That's the picture that baptism always gives to us.
这就是, 洗礼给我们的一个图案。
So then, if your old life has died with Christ,
所以当你的老我和基督一同死亡的时候,
and God's word now says, if then you have been raised with Christ,
所以神在这里说, 你们与基督一同复活,
He then says, then you seek the things that are above.
然后他说, 那你就应该求当, 求上面的事。
If you have died and have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above.
如果你已经与基督一同, 死亡, 并且与他一同复活, 那你就应当求在上面的事。
So then, church, I have to ask you, what are you seeking in 2022?
所以教会, 我要问你在2022年, 你所追求的是什么?
What are you seeking then?
你所寻求的是什么?
If you have died with Christ,
如果你已经与基督一同死,
and He has given you the newness of life,
然后他已经给你了新的生命,
and your old goals and dreams have been put to death,
那你的, 旧的梦想和旧的目标都已经死亡,
then seek the things above.
然后就应当求在上面的事。
Then what are we seeking, brothers and sisters?
那我们寻求的是什么呢?
I have to shepherd you in this.
我要, 把你们牧, 我要牧养, 牧养你们这一点。
Because it's not just what you're seeking in 2022.
不仅仅是在, 不仅仅是你们2022年所要追求的。
It's what are you seeking after?
真正的是你们在寻求的是什么?
You with me?
你有没有, 有没有听懂?
What are you seeking after?
你寻求的是什么?
Are you allowing God to give you His goals and His purposes?
你有没有允许让神把他的目标给你呢?
Or are you still trying to go back into the water and look for those old dead goals and dreams?
你是不是仍旧, 企图要回到水里寻找那些旧的目标和梦想呢?
Every time the Olympics are on, right? We're in Winter Olympics. Is it over yet?
Not yet.
I don't even know.
Haven't started yet.
Oh, has it started? Yeah,
just,
I'm like, I was going to say, I saw that event, but I actually didn't. I saw a commercial.
奥运会进行的时候,
every time I see the Olympics come on,
每次我看奥运会的时候,
I think back to this one documentary that I watched.
我就呢,会想到一个我所看到的一个纪录片,
and study after study,
很多的研究证明,
Olympians who commit themselves to this pursuit of a medal.
那些奥运, 运动员, 他们呢, 他们就, 他们为了追求, 为了追求奥运, 奖牌,
they commit their entire life to their pursuit.
他们献上, 他们自己的, 整个的生命, 来追求奥运奖牌。
Every year, every month, every day,
每一天,
they get up with seeking that medal.
他们起来的一个, 一个唯一的目标就是要追求这个奖牌。
And yet this documentary reveals,
但是这个纪录片呢, 却, 却显示了,
that it is so often occurring that Olympians have what is called post-Olympic depression.
这个纪录片呢, 却, 却, 却显示了很多的奥运运动员在奥运, 会过后呢, 都有抑郁症。
Whether you didn't get a... Okay, so you would think, yeah, of course, if you didn't medal, you'd be depressed.
当然，如果你没有拿到奖牌，你或许是会得抑郁症。
No, they specifically address those who meddled.
但是这个纪录片呢，是特别是研究那些已经得奖牌的运动员。
And those with multiple medals.
并且是那些得了很多奖牌的运动员。
Often come back with post-Olympic depression.
他们都会有奥运过后的抑郁症。
And the common phrase that is repeated
那我们他们通常所用的一句话就是
is I pursued that with everything I had
我用尽我一切来追求这个
and I realized that it didn't fulfill me
但是我现在意识到了它并没有满足我
it did not fulfill me
我没有得到满足
They were left empty.
他们的内心仍旧是空虚的。
When they received what they sought after.
当他们得到他们所追求的一切的时候。
You see, Jesus helps us to understand this.
你看，耶稣帮我们理解这一点。
When Jesus says to us, what good is it for anyone to gain the whole world and yet lose his what? Soul.
耶稣告诉我们，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，那有什么？这有什么益处呢？
Good is it if you gain everything you seek after, but you lose your what? Soul.
那如果你得到你所追求的一切，但是你却赔上了自己的生命，那你有什么？有什么益处呢？
What are you seeking after?
你们追求的是什么？
What are you putting all your time and energy and your thoughts into?
你把你的精力、你的时间和一切放在哪里？
Even if all you do is binge on YouTube all day, you're seeking after what entertainment?
虽然有时候你在 YouTube 上看一整天，你在追求什么呢？
Are you pursuing something, seeking something where you're losing your soul?
你是不是在追求这一切的同时，却赔上了自己的生命？
Don't lose your soul.
不要丢失你的生命。
Speak to someone next to you and say, don't lose your soul.
我们相互说，不要丢失你的生命。
Say it, don't lose your soul.
不要
Yeah, don't lose your soul.
灵魂。
不要失去你的
灵魂。
再说一次， say it in Chinese. 不要失去你的灵魂。Come on, Paul, work it. Come on, bro. Gotta get that rust off the Mandarin there, brother. Right. 下次, he said 下次。All right? Dude, we got to help ourselves in Chinese here, right? So what are you seeking?
那你在追求什么呢? 你在寻求什么?
Jesus says that the wise man built his house on the rock.
耶稣说有智慧的人在岩石上建造他的房屋。
So that when the rain comes,
所以当下雨的时候,
when the floods come in,
有洪水的时候,
when the winds below
当大风刮起的时候
your house does not fall
那你的房子不会倒塌
that's a wise man
这是有智慧的人
but the Bible says the foolish man built his house on the sand
圣经上也说愚蠢的人在沙滩上建造他的房屋
because when the rains come
下雨的时候
and the floods come through
有洪水的时候
and the wind blows
当大风刮起的时候
the foolish man and everything he built upon came crashing down
那这个愚蠢的人和他所建造的房屋全部倒塌
You see the stability of what you are building in your life depends on what you are seeking
所以你能够你在生命你的生命上所建造的东西是根据你是根据你所追你在寻求追求什么
And it's not just unbelievers who need to hear about Jesus to know that this is true Believers need a wake up call Brothers and sisters what are we pursuing
不仅仅是非信徒要听到耶稣使他们得救但是我们 作为一个基督徒，作为一个信徒，我们也要警醒我们自己。
So Scripture says, if your old life has died with Christ,
那经文说，如果我们的老我已经和基督同死了，
and you have a new life because you're raised with Christ,
现在你有个新生命，因为你和基督一同复活，
your old goals and old dreams and the old ways of life are dead.
你所有一切旧的目标和旧的方式都已经死了。God
tells us to seek the things that are above.
那神跟我们说，我们要寻求上面的事。Where
Christ is.
就是基督所在的。And
where's Christ?
那基督在哪里呢？He
is what? Seated at where? The right hand.
他就坐在神的右手边。
This phrase, the right hand,
这个右手边,
is a very common quoted Old Testament concept all throughout Scripture.
这个坐在右手边呢, 在旧约里呢, 是经常被引用的。
To sit at the right hand
坐在右手边,
depicts the person who holds the seat of honor.
是指呢，这个人呢是拥有这个荣耀的。
The seat of power.
这个座位是有力量的。
And the seat of authority.
这个座位是有权柄的。
It's a picture of the one who is ruling and reigning.
这是指呢，这个座位呢是。
The person who sits at the right hand has all the power and authority to do what he wills.
拥有所有的力量和权柄，可以做他想要做的一切。
Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
基督坐在神的右手边。
It tells us that Jesus is the one who is sitting in the seat of honor.
那就告诉我们，耶稣就是那位正在坐在这个荣耀的宝座上。
The seat of power.
这个有力量的宝座上。
The seat of authority.
这个有权柄的宝座上。
Have you ever heard Jesus saying that he has all the authority?
那你有没有听说过耶稣讲过他有所有的权柄？
Jesus says, you know, all authority.
耶稣说，所有的权柄。
All authority under heaven and earth.
在天上和地上所有的权柄。
Has been given to me.
已经给了我。
He's saying that he has the power to rule and reign over everything.
他说过，他有这个力量和权柄来统治所有的一切。
That he is sitting in the seat to be honored.
他坐在这个荣耀的宝座上。
Have you ever heard Jesus say that?
你有没有听到耶稣这样说？
Do you know where he says that?
他在哪里这样说的？
He says it in Matthew 28. Thank you.
他是在马太福音26章。
Where he says, all authority under heaven and earth has been given to me.
他在说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。I
am in the seat of honor.
我坐在这个荣耀的宝座上。I
have all the power.
我拥有所有的力量。It's
a picture of Jesus who is ruling and reigning.
那这里我们就看到耶稣基督在统治的这个图案。And
then he says, therefore.
然后他说，因此，你们要去。And
make disciples of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒,
baptizing and teaching them to obey all that my Father has commanded.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
This is his plan.
这是他的计划。
With all of his power and authority, this is what he wants to execute.
这是以基督所拥有的权柄他所计划的。
This is a purpose statement.
这是一个他的目标证明，目标述说。
This is a purpose statement.
这是他的一个目标的述说。
He says, if I have all of the power and authority,
他说如果我有所有的权柄和力量,
then therefore You go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
You with me?
有没有听懂?
But if Jesus has all the power and authority to rule and reign,
如果耶稣有这个, 有所有的权柄来统治,
the question is, if he wants you to seek after that purpose,
那这个问题就是, 如果耶稣希望你来寻求这个目标,
what purpose are you seeking after?
那你寻求的目标是什么呢?
Are you putting yourself under his rule and reign?
那你有没有把你自己放在他的权柄之下呢?
Because even all of nature is under Jesus' rule and reign.
因为甚至所有的一切自然事物都在耶稣的权柄之下。
The rocks would gladly cry out, praise the Lord.
岩石也会很开心地大声地欢呼神。
The trees would say, I am under the Lord's rule.
树木也会说我在神的权柄之下。
But you,
但是你,
who have been given the newness of life of Christ,
已经被给予了基督的新生命。
Do you say, I praise the Lord and I am under your rule and reign, Jesus?
你有没有说呢? 我赞美神, 我在神的权柄统治之下。
Jesus, I want you to direct my life.
耶稣, 我希望你来指引我的生命。
So who is directing your life?
那谁在指引你的生命呢?
Are you directing your life?
是不是你自己呢?
Or is Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God, directing your life?
或许是不是那位坐在神的右手边的基督耶稣?
That's what it means by saying, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
这就是指，如果你若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
I think it's really interesting, this concept.
这个概念是非常有趣的。
Because how do you seek those things that are above?
那你如何去寻求上面的事呢?
To think about above is to think in a heavenly mindset.
去寻求上面的事就是要有个天国的心态。
It means to be heavenly minded.
就是你要有一个天国的心态。
And I love what she just said. 天国, right? What does that mean? 国 means what? Bro, I'm going to quiz you. 国,中国, okay, but 中国 is the middle kingdom, right? So 国 means kingdom. Look it, his Chinese is so good. 哪里,哪里,哪里, he says, okay? Kingdom is 国.
那我们说的这个国,
and then she said heavenly kingdom.
天国,
whoa, to have your mind living in a heavenly kingdom.
那你的思想要活在这个天国里。
Because when you died,
因为当你死的时候,
and when you were raised with Christ,
当你与基督一同复活的时候,
you ended citizenship here on earth.
你在地上的公民身份已经结束了。
You ended, you canceled, you closed citizenship here in this worldly kingdom.
你在这个世界上的公民身份已经结束了。
Someone told me the other day, all the Chinese men at church, I don't know what they talk about in their small groups, but they always talk about politics, Chinese, American, Taiwan politics.
有人跟我说，我们在小组里所有的男人都在讲这个中国、美国之间的一些政治问题。
Why do you care so much about the politics here?
那你为什么要在乎这些政治上的问题呢?
I'm not saying like don't care, but like why you care so much?
我没有说你们不需要在乎，但是不需要在乎这么多。
Why you care so much?
没必要这么在乎。
I'm Italian. Why you care so much about this area's politics?
你们没有必要在乎这里的这些地带的这个政治。
When you died,
当你死的时候,
your citizenship here was canceled. Because you have a new citizenship when you were raised with Christ.
当你基督一同复活的时候，你已经有了新的公民身份。
You are a citizen of heaven today.
你今天就是天国的公民。
So if you are a citizen of heaven today,
如果你今天就是天国的公民，
then you need to have a heavenly kingdom.Mindset.
那你就应该已经有了一个天国的思维，天国的心态。
Because that kingdom has a king.
因为在那个天国里有一个王。
Who is seated at the right hand of God?
他就正坐在神的右手边。
Who is in the seat of honor and power and authority?
他就坐在那个拥有荣耀和能力和权柄的宝座上。
And he says, "I saved you."
他说我。救了你，我拯救你，因为我爱你。
And I want you to worship me.
我希望你能够敬拜我。
And what does that mean? To enjoy me.
享受我。
To exalt me.
去来高举我。
And don't you love this life that I have saved you into?
那你难道不喜欢这个我已经给你的生命吗？
Do you love the life that God has saved you into? Do you love it?
爱不爱神？
Say yes or no. Yes.
已经给你的新的生命。
I can't hear you. Yes.
Yes.
Then he says, "I have a purpose for you."
然后他说我有一个我已经给你了一个目标。
Because other people don't have that life.
其他人没有这样的生命。
They don't know me.
他们不知道我。
They don't know me.
他们不认识我。
They can't enjoy me.
他们不能享受我。
They can't exalt me.
他们不能高举我。
So I have all of the authority.
我拥有所有的权柄。
But I want.You to fulfill my purpose.
但是我希望你能够来完成我的目标。
You with me?
有没有听懂？
This is big.
这是非常大的。
It is a heavenly kingdom mindset.
这就是一个以天国的心态。
It's living as a citizen of heaven today.
就是我们今天就要把就要作为一个天国的公民。
Are you a citizen of heaven? Yes or no?
你是不是天国的公民？
Then live like a citizen of heaven.
那你就要活得像一个天国的公民。
Say that to someone next to you. Say, live like a citizen of heaven.
我们要活得像一个天国的公民。
You know what's really cool is this is why Jesus taught us to pray the way he taught us to pray.
这就是耶稣所教导我们要如何祷告。
Because he says,
因为他说
Pray like this.
要这样祷告。
Okay, you got to catch the words, right? Our Father who art in heaven.
他说要这样祷告，我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And then what does he say? Come on.Your what? Kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Oh, your heavenly kingdom what? Come.
你的国降临，你的天国降临。
May your what? Will, your heavenly will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
On earth as it is in heaven.Amen. You see that?
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天
上。That's how Jesus taught us to pray.
这就是耶稣教我们的祷告。
My heavenly Father, who is of your kingdom.
我的天父就是你的天国。
We want to honor and worship and magnify your name.
我们要赞美荣耀你的名。
Your name is holy.
你的名是圣洁的。
And we pray.
我们祷告。
That your heavenly kingdom would come.
我们祷告你的天国会降临。
We pray that your heavenly will of that kingdom be done here.
我们也祷告你的旨意会停在地上。
On earth as it is done there.
我们祷告你的旨意会行在地上，
This, we pray so often, do we not?
In 天上如同行在地上。
But we think it is so general.
但是呢，我们呢，通常，我们的想法通常就是比较普通。
Like, oh, just let your kingdom come, it'll happen. Let your will be done.
我们呢，就是。
It'll happen.
你们的旨，你的旨意会降临，你的天国会降临。
Because you know, when you've been in church enough, it's like you know, God's will just always happens.
我们去教会的时候，我们就会说啊，你知道神的旨意通常会发生的。
We pray this.On earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们就这样祷告，
no,
希望这样发生。
Jesus is teaching us to pray.
但不是，是耶稣要，耶稣教导我们这样祷告。
In our life, may your kingdom come.
在我们的生命里，我们愿你的，只我们的愿你的天国降临。
You have connected me to you.
你已经把我与你联系在一起。
Jesus has connected me to my heavenly kingdom.
耶稣已经把我与天国联系在一起。
And he says, because you're connected to me.
他说，因为你已经和我联系在一起。
That's how my kingdom comes.
这就是我的天国如何降临。
That's how my heavenly will be done.
这就是如何我的天上的旨意如何行的。
We ought to pray.
我们应该祷告。
In my life,
在我的生命里。
May your will, the will of the heavenly kingdom, be done here.
愿你天上的旨意在地上行。
And if you have all of the authority,
如果你有所有的权柄。
And you are seated at the right hand of God,
你是坐在神的右手边。
And the one thing you've called me to do.Is to go and make disciples of all nations, leading people to know you and enjoy you and to exalt you. Then, doggone it, 2022, that's what I'm going to do.
你对我的一个呼召就是要我去全国设置门徒，让所有的人都来享受你，都来认识你。这就是我2022年的一个目标。
You want me to live.My citizenship out here.
你希望我我把天国的公民活在地上。
I'm not living as a citizen here.
我没有我没有活着像一个在地上的一个公民。
I am a citizen of my heavenly kingdom, of my heavenly Father, where the King is Jesus, and I'm living my citizenship out.
我的身份是天国的公民，有我的天父，有我的耶稣基督。
Yes, tracking with me? Amen to that?
但是我却在此，我在此地上。
That's why he says in verse 2, set your mind on things, what? Above.
所以他在第二节说，你们要思念上面的事。
Set your mind on things above.Above,
你们要思念上面的事
not on what earthly things.
不要思念地上的事
You died to that.
你已经死了
I know you still like that a little bit. You know, your flesh got habitualized to enjoy citizenship here, but you're dead to that.
我知道你仍旧可能旧的习惯就是喜欢这个地上的这个公民，但是你已经死了。
So set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
所以要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
A brother gave me this great picture.
一个弟兄给了我一个
Because I love football. Anybody love football here?
No. 我很爱美式足球。
It's like my family. Yeah, go Rams. Rams are playing like right now. Okay, but that's okay. So, let's go Rams, okay? Go Rams. Seriously, we're going there. We're going there. All right.If you don't know anything about football,
如果你不了解美式足球
there's a position called the quarterback. This is so funny.
有个位置叫做
四分位 The guy who throws the ball to everybody. He's like the leader of the team.
这个四分位呢，就是这个领导，这组的领导。
And when you watch it on TV, you'll see that the quarterback has a green dot on the back of his helmet.
你会看到这个四分位的球员呢，在他的后面的那个。有个绿色的点在他的头盔上。
What does that green dot depict, or what does that mean?
那这个绿色的点是指什么呢
What does it mean, Abby? Right, that means they have an earpiece.
他们这是指呢，他们的耳朵上有一个东西。
Inside of their helmet.
在他们的那个头盔里面。
They do this for a reason.
他们这样做是有目的的。
So that the quarterback is able to listen and hear from his coaches.
那这个四分位的球员呢，就可以通过他耳朵里的耳机呢，听到啊教练的指挥。
The coach is on the sideline.
那教练呢，坐在边上。
Who's able to see what he cannot see?
那这教练呢，看到啊，能够看到这四分位球员所看不到。
He has another coach sitting way up high in the press box.
然后另外有一个教练呢，坐在一高处。
Who is able to see the entire game?
那这个坐在高处的教练呢，可以看到球场上所有的一切。
And so in the middle of the game,
在比赛的中间，
the coaches are able to speak to the quarterback.
那这个教练呢，能够与这个四分位球员的交流，
to warn him of what the opposing team wants to do to defeat him.
来告诉他呢，就是对方的球队呢，要如何来战败他们。
And they're able to direct the quarterback to move in such a way that will lead him to success.
那他们呢，就有方式，就是可以指挥这个四分位的球员来带领这个球队成功。
When the quarterback is able to hear the coach,
当四分位的这个球员听到教练的指挥，
he is more aware of what the opposing team wants to do to defeat him.
他就知道，他就更清楚对方的球队要如何计划来打败他们。
That's why when you're playing in another team stadium, the fans are going to yell so loud so that the quarterback cannot hear his coach.
所以呢，当你在球场上在对方球场打球的时候呢，这些球迷呢喊得很响，那四分位球员就听不到教练的指挥。
That's why sometimes you'll see a quarterback do this.
你可以看到这个球员有时会捂着他的耳朵。
It's not that he's afraid.
并不是说他害怕。
It is he is trying to close out all of the noise to hear from his coach.
而是他希望呢能够挡住其他的这些杂音，他能够听到教练的指挥。
He wants to know how the opposing team wants to defeat him.
他希望知道就是对方的球队是如何计划来打败他们的。
And the coach wants to navigate him so that he can deliver success.
所以这教练呢希望能够指引他，然后他能够带来成功。
The text that God gave us this morning is that Jesus is sitting on high.
那今天早上神给我们的经文就是让我们理解。
And we are living below.
耶稣是坐在高处的，我们是生活在低处。
That our king who is able to see the entire game.
我们的王能够看到所有的一切。
Has a system to deliver to us.
那我们的王呢有可以通过一个系统可以给我们。
A way to live toward success.
可以给我们一个去向成功的一条路。
He is able to deliver to us his perfect purpose for us.
他可以通过一种方式把他一个完美的计划交给我们。
To share with us his game plan.
他可以跟我们分享他的计划。
To share with us what the opposing team wants to do to defeat us.
可以分享就是我们的敌人是如何计划来打败我们的。
And he is connected to us so that we are able to navigate life successfully when we live for him.
他是跟我们联系在一起的，通过这个联系只要我们是为他而活的，我们就能有一个成功的生命。
He has given to us his game plan.
他已经把他的计划给我们了。
With all authority.
通过他所有的权柄。
He made it very clear.
他已经很清楚地讲了。
And he allows us to hear from himself, the Holy Spirit.
他也允许我们 听到他的亲自听到
他的声音。But we are living as citizens here.
但是我们呢是现在是地上的公民。
We are we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom here. We are on hostile territory.
那我们其实我们是天上的公民，但是我们呢却生活在地上。
And there is so much noise.
在这个地上呢有很多的杂音。
That in order to hear from our coach, our king,
为了能够听到我们的教练，我们的王，
we have to close our ears sometimes.
我们有时候也得捂上耳朵。
Because there's so much noise.
因为在这里有很多的杂音。
We need to close our ears in order to hear from him.
就是为了要听到我们的神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
The text goes on to tell us that our life is so short.
经文也接着跟我们讲，我们的生命是非常短暂的。
That Jesus will appear soon.
耶稣会再次很快的就会显示。
I have the honor of living with death hanging over me.
我有这个荣耀，在生活在这个死亡就在我们。死亡的危险当中。
And it is such a blessing.
这是如此的一个祝福。
To know that you can die of brain cancer.
这是一个如此的祝福。你可以就是死在脑
癌里。Because it's this ongoing reminder that your life is so short.
这是对我来说，这是一个一直在持续的一个提醒我，我的生命是如此短暂。
And you have this one chance to put yourself under the rule and reign of Jesus.
你有这一次的机会，你可以把自己放在耶稣基督的统治之下。
And to say, I enjoy you and exalt you, and I love this life you gave me.
可以对他说，我享受你，我可以在你里面享受我。非常的享受你
所给我的生命。What part can I play to bring this to someone else?
那我如何才能把这一切带给人家呢？带给其他的人呢？
Help me, Jesus, to live my heavenly kingdom citizenship here on earth.
耶稣基督，请帮我活，能够把我的天国的公民的身份活在地上。
I pray that for us this morning.
我是如此这样为大家祷告。
You amen that? All right, let's pray. Father, we do seek you.
天父，我们寻求你。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your kingdom come through my life.
愿你的国通过我的生命而降临。
May your will of the heavenly kingdom be done in my life.
愿你的旨意通过我的生命在行在。
Help me to seek the things that are above.
帮助我寻求天上的事。
To set my mind on things of your kingdom.
帮我的让我的思想定在你的天国里面。
To be able to close my ears to the noise of the world around me so that I can hear you, God.
让我能够捂着我的耳朵，能够阻断地上的杂音，所以我能够听到你。
And that you help me to seek your dreams for me.
你来帮助我寻求你所给我的梦想。
Let me pursue the goals you plan for me.
让我来寻求你所给我定的目标。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.